The woman whose skins. The woman whose skins, slick as a snake, running naked through the trees, a kid under each arm, looks back, smiles her gap-toothed smile, ducks behind an elephant ear, never to appear again. From every corner of the town, women rattle their cups, stoke up their stoves, send plumes of smoke racing like horses their daughters can ride, skin against skin, into the hills where the warriors wait, dangling lucky rings for them to grab onto. The woman whose skin, slick as a snake, slides along the bank of a quickening stream, sniffing out clams, frogs, and the nests of salamanders, stopping for a breath when the sun slips behind the horizon and her appetite's sated. Last night she slept with her sisters in her father's house, tuned her guitar, mended her mother's gown. Last night began the waning of the hunter's moon. Someone harvested a lamb, carved a pit from the trunk of the largest tree. The man will soon return, and the door will close behind him. Must I leave my home, wear a new name, lose my luck, never speak out again? That same night, having rested long enough, the woman whose skin, slick as a snake, turned slowly in her bed, stroked the kids coiled close beside her, then packed and left in the last of the dark. Someday you might glimpse a hip, a shoulder caught in a flash, twist of thigh. You'd swear you'd passed before, respectful as neighbors living in the mist. Maybe exchange a muted sigh.